Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today because the wheels are starting to come off of everything right now, and you cannot ignore these numbers that we're about to talk about. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. You want to email us, it's hello at I Allegedly. First things first, guys. You know, we got all these stellar numbers in December about how there were so many jobs and it had gone up by almost a quarter of a million. And it's fantastic. Well, what they just found out was that the job numbers have been lowered by the lowest level in decades, by well over 500,000 jobs. And there's, you know, less than 5 million jobs offered right now. This is terrible, guys. With all the layoffs that you have, you cannot argue with these numbers right now that the economy's in kind of a, you know, a turning point right now. And again, the wheels are falling off right now. What you're seeing is you're seeing everything from government workers that are taking buyouts. Those people are not going to go out and get jobs, guys. They're not going to go out and, you know, go work at Circle K or go do something new. They're just done, guys. Most of those people will retire, take their pension, and live the best life they can with that. And that's that. The other thing is that business right now is suffering dramatically. State Farm, the insurance company in California, for the policies that they have, okay, because they're not writing any new ones right now for homeowners. For the existing customers, they want to raise their rates regardless of where they are in the state if they were not even affected by the wildfires. So you could be in Northern California, you could be, you know, 1,000 miles away from this, and they don't care. They want to raise their rates by 22%. They're asking the state of California, can we do this? Guys, nuts, okay? Absolutely nuts. So they're going to probably get it. And you're seeing big problems with companies like Estee Lauder. Estee Lauder, the cosmetics company, the CEO, Mr. Lafieri, said that they lost their agility. What does that mean? When a company says, I lost my agility, okay? Only a cosmetic company. I don't buy cosmetics, so I wouldn't know. But they're going to fire, listen to this, 7,000 people. Now, again, I love this trivia question. How many people work at Estee Lauder? Oh, probably 1,500. No, they're going to get rid of 7,000 more people in the cosmetics division. That is insane, guys. That's insane. So all you're seeing is companies that are doing this one thing. They're waking up and realizing that they're losing money hand over fist right now. Hand over fist. Ferrari, okay, is going to release its first electric Ferrari. Is that, okay, have you ever heard of Ferrari? Have you ever been in a Ferrari? My ex-wife's uncle owned a couple, and I got to go for a ride, I got to drive it once. Man, oh man, beautiful car, okay? And just crazy, the power, the speed, the sound, everything, you know? It was great, fantastic, but, you know, the electric one. What's it going to sound like, guys? Not going to sound like a Ferrari. Not going to be a Ferrari, for that matter. So maybe you'll plug it in, you know, when you go to Caesar's Palace and you pull up, you'll plug your Ferrari in. Ridiculous, guys. Ridiculous. Two airport employees were caught selling video of the accident last week to CNN. So I hope these people burn in hell, okay? And I hope that that airport gets its brain sued out. One thing that we lived through in Southern California, I lived, Kobe Bryant, the basketball player, lived in the next city over, and it was funny. He was a celebrity that you would run into a lot. Him and his family, they lived in a city called Newport Coast, but they'd go to restaurants, and then you'd see this real tall dude that would have sunglasses on. Nice guy, but he would just stay to himself, but you'd see him all the time. When the accident happened, the helicopter crash, it was awful. And his daughter died, and the other people perished, and it was terrible. But the people that sold those photos and did that stuff, man, oh man, they got their brain sued. I hope this airport gets sued, and so I hope CNN gets sued again, too. So the other thing is, AOC stepped forward and said that Elon Musk is the stupidest billionaire she's ever met, and she has slept with a lot of them, so she would know, okay? That's a joke. But, again, She said that, and the story is below, that he's the stupidest billionaire that she's ever met. Okay, thanks. Okay, spoken from the bartender that somebody put in the into Congress. Okay? Again, joke. Joke. This is preposterous, guys, that these are our leaders right now. And you can, you know, mock me all you want for stuff like this, but man, I'm sick of this stuff. I love the cleanup that we're experiencing and living through right now. Plus, we have a private channel, guys, called I Allegedly Live over at iallegedly.tv, where we can talk about things like that in greater detail. So enjoy. Check it out today. Hope you'll be there sometime. But again, guys, business is tough. When you see office buildings that go for 97% discounts, and you see employees that would rather take a payout than go back to work, something is a myth. Something is wrong in Denmark. Okay? Let me know what you think. You know, we've all been in financial binds, and I found a great article talking about the danger of getting an emergency loan and how people don't think, they just, I'm so desperate for money. Well, how much? I'll pay it. Now, think about this. Over 30% of the people right now in America do not have $1,000 for an emergency right now of $1,000 or more. That is crazy, guys. And I'm telling you, you want to make sure you have an emergency fund set up so that you can rely on, you know, having that. Even if you owe $1 million, you need to have money set aside for an emergency. You know, lately we've talked about banks that have shut down. It happens in the UK. All these people that have been victimized by Barclays Bank not, you know, being able to process payments and Capital One and all this stuff. It's too much. But here's the thing. People pay very high interest rates. People pay high fees for these loans. I'm telling you about, I was trying to figure out the date. It was about 12 or 14 years ago. I borrowed money from this place, and basically you have a payment every 2 weeks for it, and you can pay it off anytime, but you have daily interest. And I'm like, okay, didn't think much about it. And guys, I borrowed nothing. I borrowed less than $4,000, made a couple payments, and then I called to find out what the payoff was, and the $4,000 was almost $5,500. I'm like, how? How is that possible? We have daily interest. Well, what's the most that this loan could be? $27,000. So you took a high interest loan. I'm like, oh my God, I'm paying this off. Well, listen, I'll make you a deal. If you pay it off in 48 hours, this is what your payoff will be. So I went to my bank to pay them. The bank refused to pay them because the company had such a bad reputation that they were on the do not pay list. The do not pay list. Think about that. So be very leery of these companies, guys. Be very leery of the immediate need for cash and to get money. I'm telling you, the only time to borrow money is to move your life forward. I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to buy a new truck for my business. You know, sometimes you just have to borrow money, whether it's debt consolidation, things like that. But the problem is about 75% of the people that borrow money for debt consolidation go back to using the credit cards again, and then they're right back in the same spot. So do yourself a favor and just have some discipline, okay? Now, one thing that is absolutely wild right now is the number of layoffs. There have been another 7,100 layoffs that have been announced in the freight industry. Well, I'm like, okay, well, freight, is that just freight shippers? No, listen to everybody that covers. Amazon, Fila, Kohl's, Del Monte, the food company, Licks, Lineage, and all these other companies. It covers California, Texas, Georgia, Maryland, Tennessee, Massachusetts, Wisconsin, and Quebec in Canada. There have been 7,100, you know, layoffs announced in January alone. Isn't that, that's wild, guys. It's a huge, huge figure. Now, they call it the fifth wave of layoffs because since October, okay, through the end of the year, there were 16,919 layoffs. Wow. Great story below from Freightways Magazine. But I am telling you guys, you're seeing more and more people right now that are getting cut and there's no job. The problem when you go to some of these towns in Tennessee, Arkansas, you know, Oklahoma, these meat packing plants where the poultry company, there's no other jobs in that town. They lay off, you know, 500 people. Those are 500 unemployed people that are not going to have opportunities. Mark my words. Let me know what you think about this, okay? The affiliate show that I came out to is great. I've been here for like 3 or 4 years now, but it's a good show. You know, advertisers and different things that want to sponsor on the channel. I meet with all these people, and it's always nice, okay? Plus, we're doing a bunch of cool stuff that we're about to announce, and cannot wait to share it with you guys. I'm going to finish this video with these last two stories. And have you guys heard of Nusrit Coxey? He's the salt bay guy. He's the guy that seasons steaks by doing that, where it drops it off his forearm. And women, for some reason, think that guy's really handsome. He looks like he needs a bath to me, but that's just me. Anyways, that guy had a steak restaurant here called The Park. It was right next to the stadium. The place went out of business. But they had a steak there that was $2,400 for a chop. $2,400 steak. I mean, does it drive you home? $2,400 steak, which is crazy. To end this story, Walmart is betting on a shopping mall. Walmart bought its own shopping mall to build the clientele around it. Monroeville has a shopping mall, the Monroeville Mall, and Walmart paid $34 million for this mall. And it's crazy because this is their, you know, their foray into doing malls. We're going to bring malls back. They're the ones that are going to do this, so it's going to be interesting to see how this works out, the quality, you know, who joins them. But guys, a mall, oh wow, Walmart owns that. We have to go to that mall. I'm telling you, I think that people are kind of fed up with the inside mall experience, if you know what I mean. So just hasn't been working lately. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And just another quick video for you. Hope you guys are good. But man, oh man, I'm telling you, a lot of problems out there that you just need to look at. Trim your cost, save money, don't spend money that you don't need to spend it on. I'm telling you, it's just too much right now. And you know, all these insurance increases, fuel increases, everything's going up right now. It's not going down anytime soon. So let me know what you want to see on the channel. hello@iallegedly.com is the email. If you have any stories you want to send me, I'm all ears for that stuff. I'll see you guys very soon.